Hi there, Destiny here, and I'm the host of the Creators MBA podcast. And before we dive into today's episode, I want to talk about something that I'm very passionate about, and that is the secret to thriving in your online business without the burnout. One thing that I have mastered is generating consistent digital product revenue without the need to be glued to your desk, constantly live launching, or worrying about the social media algorithms. In my Freedom Formula private podcast series, you will discover how to generate consistent revenue with your offers minus the constant hustle. You'll learn the art of goal setting aligned with your core values, master automation for a business that scales with freedom, and shift your offer portfolio and mindset to live your dream. Listen in and transform your business into one that's not just successful by your design, but truly fulfilling. Go to destinycop.com/freedom to sign up now. Welcome to the Course Creators MBA podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Destiny Kopp, and I help business owners increase the revenue with digital products and evergreen sales funnels. In this podcast, we go deep into product and marketing strategies for digital product creators. We cover everything from digital product creation, how to market and sell your digital products, and just as important, how to find your ideal customer. Let's jump right into our show. And my special guest today is Myra Kate. Myra is an online course creator and strategist. She's an author and a kingdom-driven entrepreneur. She helps female coaches, experts, and service-based entrepreneurs package their God-given passions, expertise, and skills into a profitable and transformational online course so they can make bigger income and impact. She's featured in Yahoo Finance as one of the top 10 course experts to watch out for. Myra, I am super excited to jump into this topic and chat with you. And today we're going to be talking about transforming your coaching program into a profitable self-paced course so you can make passive income. But before we get into all the questions I have for you, can you tell the audience just a little bit more about you and how you help people?
Yeah, so for sure. Thank you again, Destiny, for this wonderful opportunity. And hello, everyone, to everyone who's listening. I'm again, Myra Kate, as Destiny introduced. And really, my mission is to, my business's mission as well is to multiply, is to help people multiply their income and impact through creating online courses that really is profitable and would transform lives.
So tell us a little bit about how you got started, Myra. What made you get into this?
Oh, that's a really long story, but the actual like short story of this is that I started out as a blogger, and I was able to monetize my blog at that time a few years back through online courses. And since then, people started to ask me, you know, how do you monetize your blog? How do you, you know, monetize your expertise and whatnot? And I truly realized that, you know, online courses are one of the things that I'm truly passionate about, because it's one of the amazing ways for you to be able to, you know, share whatever you have, like your expertise, your background, your life lessons, and be able to help other people who may be struggling with the same things you struggled with before. And so, yeah, I transitioned into becoming an online course creator and strategist. And yeah, that's the short story.
Well, I love that. I love that. So today you primarily work in helping like coaches and consultants and experts take the knowledge that they have and create take the knowledge they have and create an online course and help people, you know, that way, which is a little bit different than maybe group coaching or one-on-one services or consulting services. Can you tell us why somebody like a coach or a consultant or an expert out there should consider creating an online course? Like who's really a good fit for it?
For sure, yeah. So online courses is a really great way to generate passive income stream. You know, that's like an income stream that's not just like you have to trade your time for money and your earning potential is limited. You know, the income ceiling is something that a lot of coaches, business owners, or service providers face as well in the entrepreneurship journey, just because, you know, when you have these coaching programs or when you serve people on a one-on-one or hourly or session-based basis, it's just that we can only serve a limited number of people every time, you know, we open those programs or those, you know, sessions, which also means that our income becomes capped by the limited amount of time that's available to us. Like, let's just be honest, all of us here have 24 hours, right? I don't know who else will have different time. And so that's why for me personally, online courses are a great way to not just make more income, but also to be able to serve more people and earn more with less time investment. Because honestly, time is even more valuable personally for me because it's something that we can never get back. Money is something that we, you know, if we lose it, we can try to work hard again, hustle hard again, or open another business or whatnot, just so we can get it back or save more. But time, once we have lost it, once we have, you know, once we are past the, I've heard this from a client of mine before, where she said it's really valuable for her to see how her child grows up and be with her child at that, you know, point in her time. And that's why for her, it was very important to have this kind of income stream that's scalable and is less time dependent.
So let's drill down on this a little bit. Let's say that there's a coach out there and she right now has coaching clients that she's working with. At what point in her business should she consider creating an online course or maybe adding that revenue stream to her portfolio or even replacing some of her coaching services with a one-on-one course, or with, I should say, with a self-paced course?
So for those coaches who find themselves lacking time to be able to do the things that matter to them. So let's say they are always just filled with like one-on-one client calls every single day, like all day in front of their laptop working, don't have any other time to work on spend time with their family or do what they love, or you know, it's taking toll on their mental health and well-being. When it's at that level, it should be like that person should consider having, you know, these income streams that are not really going to depend just solely on their time.
So let's, we're gonna break this down and make it
Yeah,
really
for sure.
real for folks. So let's say they're at that point, their calendar is booked. So they're swamped as it is. Do they have the time to even create a course, or what are the steps that you suggest they should take to start going down that path to create this revenue generating asset to help them, free up some of the time in their business? What are the next steps there?
Yeah, honestly, that's really one of the biggest struggles that I hear from you know, busy coaches. We're talking about busy entrepreneurs who are fully booked, and obviously we want that. We're not against that, right? But we also just want them, I mean, they do not have time to work on their course anymore. So mostly they just procrastinate, and it's like the cycle of they're fully booked or they're trading their time for money. They know they need to create a course, but they don't find time to create the course. So they just keep going on and on that cycle, and they don't actually get out of it, right? So one of the biggest things to realize is that creating a course can be simple, especially if we make it simple. Sometimes, honestly, in our minds, we try to overanalyze the process of course creation. And I know there's a lot to it. And if we are going to be, let's say, a perfectionist, or we are going to analyze every single thing, like the recording, the slides design, and all of that, then really what's usually going to happen is that we may be stuck, right? We may find ourselves stuck in the course creation process. And I honestly can't relate to this. No judgment if the listeners find themselves, in this experience or in this moment, because I have experienced that myself before. And some of my clients were in that same position, which is why they reached out to me. And so the steps that I usually suggest for them is that either they try to really simplify the course creation process and manage their time well, like really prioritize time for the course creation. Like, let's just say, time blocking is a great strategy. Let's say, 1 hour every day, or if that's not doable, maybe at least 2, 3 hours every week. Whatever time that is, maybe when the kids are sleeping, or when the kids are at school, or in between client calls, things like that. And then using, tools to make it easier, such as AI, right? Like, for example, ChatGPT, when it comes to brainstorming course ideas, or trying to summarizing the course lessons when you're trying to set it up on the platform, things like that would be able to save them time and make the course creation process at least a little bit easier for them. And another option is to outsource, right? So if they really just are at that point where they're like, I can't be bothered learning about course creation, I just want to be able to record, click, hit record in front of the camera, or in front of your laptop if you're using slides in your course. And just hit record. That's it. That's the only thing I want to do besides launching the course and, selling it to my audience. And if that's the case for you, then outsourcing may be a great way for you to streamline the entire process and shorten the turnaround time. Because if you're going to hire a course creation expert, a course creator who is experienced at this, then obviously they will be able to execute those tasks much more quickly, because let's be honest, there's also a lot of tasks. I know, Destiny, you can attest to this. There's a lot of tasks in creating a course as well, right? So that's the course setup, the course curriculum design, the slides design, all of those things, so I know it can get overwhelming at that. So yeah, did I answer your question, Destiny? I hope I did
Yes,
not digress.
absolutely. And I wanted to kind of go back to a couple of things that you said because I think it can really help folks. I do think that there are like for instance, for the course lessons, there are templates out there that you can purchase. So you're not having to start from scratch, which is super, super
Exactly. I
helpful, right?
agree.
I mean, that's one of the things you can do. But I absolutely love, and I'll talk about my personal experience here because I think it can help people. I absolutely love ChatGPT. It is really honestly changed my course creation process. And I've created, three different courses in the past few weeks. And I went to ChatGPT and said, here's what I'm thinking about. What angles should I consider? We went through the outline and had it help me create the outline. Then it went through and helped me create the course content for the course lesson slides. So I wasn't starting from scratch. And then I had it help me create the speaker notes for the course lessons. So it was super, super beneficial. So I'm so glad that you brought that up. And of course, I agree with you, Myra. If somebody just is like, you know what, I'm too busy, I can't even begin to do any of that, I think outsourcing is a great option for them. Now, Myra, any last minute tips for the coaches or the consultants or the experts out there who are like, you know what, I absolutely need to put this on my calendar as a
Yeah.
to-do item. What would you suggest they do?
First and foremost, I think it will be great if they can structure, their content. Sometimes it can get, as experts, it can get hard or difficult for us to kind of summarize everything in one go where we are able to teach it to people. In coaching sessions, there are lots of things that we talk about, but in creating these self-paced courses, make sure that your course lessons are essentially bite-sized and not too overwhelming for the students to go through, just so you have more chances of getting higher completion rate. That's one of the things that I highlight and I talk more about with my clients. And another tip is to also just have like enhance the learning experience. I know that coaching programs provide individualized guidance, support, feedback, all of those things, and it might seem impossible at this point for you, for coaches, to think that, oh no, like if this is a self-paced course, it's not going to be as transformational as my coaching program. But really, there are ways to deliver your course content in a way that it can still be transformational by adding, practical examples, interactive exercises, self-reflection opportunities, actionable assignments, or, progress tracking, all of those things. And I hope I'm not sounding too, like I'm not, like making it too overcomplicated in your mind right now to the listeners. But yeah, it's definitely great to incorporate those just so your self-paced course will be as transformational as coaching programs, because I definitely know that sometimes coaches and consultants are kind of hesitant when it comes to creating these self-paced courses because they think it's much more, it's better to just do it like one-on-one every single time. But yeah, there's a way to serve more people and earn more with less time investment. And I truly believe that online courses is a great way to do that.
And I love the tip that you gave us about the bite-size lessons. And I generally recommend no more than 10 minutes. Try to get even close to 5 minutes if you can. So very short lessons. What you don't want to do is have an hour long,
An hour long, yeah.
yeah, but nobody's gonna sit down and listen or watch that, right?
I've experienced that, but that's why I essentially don't want to. I don't want people to do that.
Yeah, it absolutely just doesn't work. But I also like the suggestion that you had in there in adding all of those practical examples and those actionable assignments just to really engage the learner there. So that was some great tips. Now, Mara, how can people find you? And I believe you have a free gift for them also.
Yes, for sure. I love free gifts myself. And for the listeners here, if I have a free gift titled Road to Your Course Success Guide, this is a PDF guide where I talk about how my client was able to create additional 15,000 plus in her business just with the course that we created together and some of the ideas for you to be able to scale your business through online courses. And if you want this free gift, if you want to learn through this PDF guide, then make sure to go to myrakate.com/case study to download that. And also to find me, reach out to me if you have, additional questions, whatnot, or if you just want to rant about, courses that are not really that good and you just want to chat with me, you can definitely reach out to me on Instagram. It's at MK Course Creator. And also check out my services if you need them as well on myrakate.com. So yeah.
And Myra, we'll make sure that all of those links are in the show notes so people can find you very easily. And thank you so much for joining me today and sharing all of your wonderful knowledge with us.
Thank you so much as well, Destiny. And thank you to everyone who listened right now. I hope you have found value from this podcast episode.
Thank you so much for joining us today. I hope you enjoyed this episode. If you love the show, we'd appreciate a review on Apple Podcasts or your favorite podcast platform and show us some love there. Have a great rest of your day and bye for now.